It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Mike Arnold in for Rob Ferret. Coming up, we channel our Northwood spirit and find out about the Lumberjack World Champions.
First, we're talking about the debate over flying the Confederate flag in South Carolina. Earlier this afternoon, Republican Governor Nikki Haley called for taking the Confederate flag off state capitol grounds.
And we also heard a tweet from Scott Walker saying that he is glad that she is calling for the Confederate flag to come down and that he supports her decision. This weekend, imagery popped up of confessed killer Dylan Roof embracing the Confederate flag. Roof is a suspect in the shooting that killed 9 African-Americans in a Charleston church last week. The debate over the Confederate flag has become an even bigger issue because South Carolina is the first presidential primary in the South.
Here to talk about how this debate is unfolding is Katie Glick. She's a political reporter for Politico. Katie, welcome to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So how did the conversation move from the racially motivated shooting at the church in Charleston, still a big part of that picture, but how did it center so much now on the Confederate flag?
Well, certainly the initial focus, of course, was on the event itself, and there was a lot of pressure on some of the presidential candidates to spell out sort of whether they thought it was racially motivated. But as the week wore on and sort of as Roof's views on that flag, and more broadly, sort of became apparent, that became the issue of the day.
Now, this isn't a new debate in South Carolina. How long has this debate been going on?
Right. Well, it's long been a controversial issue, and that's something that we've seen play out in other southern states as well, going back decades. And it kind of continues to be a hot-button issue in many places in the South.
I know there's been some polling done on this, but do you have a sense of whether the needle has moved for anybody thanks to this shooting, this church shooting in Charleston?
Well, it's a great question, and we'll probably see how that plays out as the South Carolina state legislature, actually prepares to take this on in a debate. But, what is telling is that, you see the governor coming out, you see bipartisan leadership in South Carolina and nationally coming out and making a pretty forceful case for removing that flag. And so, that is certainly a shift to see the leadership, both sides of the aisle in the state of South Carolina, coming out and making that case.
Right. It seems as though that perspective has been fairly vocal, the people who think it's appropriate to take down the flag. What are people who think that it's more of a heritage issue and they'd like to see it stay where it is? What sorts of avenues are those people taking to express their thoughts?
Well, there's going to be time, of course, for those perspectives to be heard as this debate is taken up in South Carolina. And that's something that Governor Haley tried to acknowledge as well. She noted that, for a lot of people in the state, it is a symbol of heritage. It's a symbol that honors ancestors. It, for some people in the state, it's an important symbol for them. And, she, in her statement just a couple minutes ago, tried to be respectful of that heritage, but at the same time said that it's really time for the state to move on. And this is an issue that other states, including Florida, have confronted as well, but particularly potent in South Carolina this week.
We're talking right now with Katie Glick, a political reporter for Politico, talking about the debate over the Confederate flag in South Carolina, including Governor Nikki Haley and now Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin saying, take down the flag. This is the right time. And Katie, what would it take legally for the South Carolina legislature to remove the flag from the state capitol?
Well, it looks like, there has been previous legislation that's called for a supermajority, in the legislature, but Governor Haley made clear that she is going to put kind of her whole I guess the weight of the governor's office, behind this. But before she had come out, others, especially in the Republican presidential field, but other, senators of, those from South Carolina as well, were really sort of holding off to wait and see what she was going to do on this issue. So clearly her voice and her position on this are highly influential, and she made clear that the legislature better take this up, and if they don't, she's going to call for a special session to make sure it gets addressed.
Is there a sense right now that this has a lot of momentum behind it?
Well, I think it will be interesting to see just how vocal the people who do want to keep that flag in that position, just how vocal they are. But, at least politically, there certainly is momentum in South Carolina and nationally as well. Now, whether that does reflect all the voices in South Carolina and those that are going to be, particularly vocal on this, I think remains to be seen, and we will see that play out in short order. But at least politically, I think you can say the momentum is with Haley. And, one really good example of that is a number of presidential candidates, including, of course, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who had been kind of keeping their powder dry on this issue, had not wanted to get out ahead of Governor Haley. Now they've come out and sort of lauded her for the move that she just made and said that she made the right call. So, on the Republican side as well, on the presidential level, that does seem to be gaining some traction.
Well, as we mentioned, the debate has gotten even more political traction because South Carolina is the first presidential primary in the South. How is this issue playing out among presidential candidates so far?
Right. So again, a lot of people over the weekend, we certainly asked them about it, but a lot of them did not want to comment or at least didn't want to go in depth on their views on this and kind of tried to walk a fine line. Some are saying now that they wanted to be deferential to Governor Haley, wanted to sort of let her take the lead on this Those presidential candidates who are not from South Carolina have said that they wanted to leave it to the state. But as soon as she kind of gave the green light with her announcement, you saw kind of a flood of presidential contenders: Ohio Governor John Kasich, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, and of course Governor Walker from Wisconsin, among those who are coming out in support of what Governor Haley has advocated for.
It seems as though this issue could be a sticky one for Republicans because the party is trying to attract more minorities while still appealing to white conservatives. What are Republican candidates saying about that, about wanting to appeal to both sets maybe of voters?
Well, the issue is one that in some ways may be unique to South Carolina, which, of course, it plays a critical role in the Republican nominating contest. It's going to be the third voting opportunity in the Republican presidential primary. So on that level, there are maybe some sensitivities there, and a lot of the presidential candidates were looking to take their cue from Governor Haley. They didn't want to be seen as sort of dictating to a different state. So you have seen some walking of fine lines, but at the same time, given how quickly some of the candidates were to sort of back her up, that may be telling as well.
Any word from Lindsey Graham of South Carolina Republican senator and 2016 presidential candidate?
Yeah, he was there with Governor Haley. He supported that move as well. It looks like, as we speak, Texas Governor Rick Perry, former Governor Rick Perry, who spent a lot of time in South Carolina as well, is running for president again. Looks like he's coming out and supporting this as an act of healing and unity. So it'll be interesting to sort of see how these candidates are reacting as the news kind of continues to trickle out. But you do have Senator Graham from South Carolina supporting this as well.
Now, this isn't just a South Carolina issue. Obviously, this is the epicenter of this issue right now, but there are other states that have tributes to the Confederate flag in their own flags that they fly. So do you see South Carolina right now as being maybe at the vanguard of a movement which could represent a tipping point toward the way this flag is viewed and allowed to fly in the United States?
Well, that will certainly be interesting to see if that does set off, movements in places like Mississippi, for example, where there's also that similar dynamic. I think you have the political spotlight on South Carolina, both because of the events of last week, and then also, the reason you're seeing presidential contenders getting grilled on this in the way that they have been is just because of the role that South Carolina plays in the nominating contest. It's something to keep an eye on in terms of whether this does set off chain reactions in other states as well.
Now, the South Carolina primary is proposed for February, which is quite a ways off, 8 months away. So do you think that this issue is still going to be on the radar and is still going to matter as deeply to people in February as it seems to matter right now?
Certainly remains to be seen, and we got to see how this works out with the legislature and sort of where tensions are or aren't in February of next year. You certainly saw some hesitation on the parts of presidential candidates to not get ahead of the South Carolina leadership in weighing in on this. And Governor Haley kind of gave them the green light and perhaps offers them a little bit of cover and movement on that issue unless, there is a huge backlash. But at least politically, there does appear to be bipartisan support for this in South Carolina and nationally. So kind of remains to be seen how big a deal this is going to be in that primary.
Katie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much.
That was Katie Glick, political reporter for Politico. She was with us to talk about the debate over the Confederate flag in South Carolina and how that's unfolding so far.